From comics and games to movies and TV. This is the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA. Now here are the nerds.
Please talk nerdy to me.
Good evening, Nerdians. This is the Nerd Show, presented by Right Coast Pizza in downtown Greeley. Sad week.
Sad.
Really. Obviously, actor Chadwick Boseman portrayed Black Panther, yeah. Jackie Robinson. I mean, he's a really gifted actor.
Floyd Little, yeah.
Talented.
Yeah. Micah mentions the Bronco that he played, sure. But, I think he's, like, the only one that really talks about that role.
Well,
like
that movie wasn't that good. And he was in it for 2 minutes.
Chadwick Boseman, I mean, what can you say about Black Panther? I mean, it was it really tied together a lot of what the MCU was doing, the movie itself. But he brought that character to life. He was a great guy.
Amazing. Well-respected.
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 We're in such a interesting time in our country and our world right now, and finding guys like that are, you know, not really divisive. They're just good people.
Good people. Yeah. I mean, I remember when I opened my phone right after it happened and the news broke, I was like just dumbfounded.
It didn't seem like a real news story, did it?
Yeah, no, it didn't. I was like, how is this even possible? Like, because he kept it under such wraps. You know, he never talked about it. He never used it as, look at me, you know.
Didn't even know he had cancer.
Nobody knew.
And the amazing thing to me that makes him a true superhero is he's going around for 4 years to children's hospitals and visiting kids. And these kids, some of these kids, you know, terminal, I mean, severe cancer, and he's visiting them and, you know, talking to them and trying to keep their spirits up, all the while knowing in the back of his head he's battling his own intense, probably going to claim his life type battle.
Right.
And yet he's doing, it's amazing to me.
So, and making the movies and doing everything that he did.
Not just making movies, like when he kicks you in the chest, he kicks you hard. Andy Serkis was like, he thought Chadwick Boseman cracked his ribs.
Yeah. Well, he was in Avengers Endgame, the last Marvel movie. How long ago was that, like, in direction and being directed? And he was
I think it's in that time frame. Like, he knew that he had cancer at that point.
While he's doing all these different, I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But a sad thing, and, you know, again, whatever you believe in, higher power, whatever, Jackie Robinson Day is when he passes away, and he played Jackie Robinson. So, crazy. It was just absolutely nuts.
We're going to miss him greatly. I mean, not just for his roles as in the MCU, but just as an actor and as a person and activist.
2020 is just not cool.
2020 sucks.
Yeah.
What's Disney going to do now?
I think that's the, obviously that's not the main thing, but that's a question. I mean, you know, I don't think you're a bad person if that's the thought you're going to. Obviously you feel bad and it's terrible and he's a great guy and he's a great actor and he's a great character, but
how many people,
you're also,
like,
wondering
about his legacy.
What's the next step?
Part of his legacy was that role, and so I think it's a fair question.
Yeah, it is. Chadwick Boseman, obviously we look at Spider-Man, like those are kind of two of the characters that we're going to bring on the next, and there's obviously other characters too, but those are two of those guys that we really bought into.
Two pillars.
Yeah, and I know that's not, like I said, it's not the main thing, but it's a positive thing to think about that because he meant so much to the MCU that there's a giant hole left.
Last year for Halloween, I can't tell you how many Black Panther costumes we saw walking around the streets and all the Halloween parties and everything that we went to. I mean, Black Panther was taking the place of Iron Man. That's how popular he was becoming. It's like kids wanted to be Black Panther now. And that was, to me, that's when you really connect with a general audience, is when the kids start to adore you and your role and that character. And that was, like, my son has a Black Panther costume, and he wears it all the time, Halloween or not. I mean, that's one of his favorite things to dress up as.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I thought something was kind of neat, too, throughout the country, is kids with their action figures.
Yes.
Maybe not just the country, but the world.
Yeah.
With their action figures, like, putting on these funerals type deal, but it's more of a respect. So they line up all their characters and they put their Black Panther action figure out in like a circle and all their characters around. I mean, it's adorable and it was touching. And
it's heartfelt.
You know, and I think there's something to walk away with the message too. If you saw Chadwick Boseman recently, you know, there were people that were, what's up with him? Right. Oh, he stopped
lots
lifting
of speculations
and he's just
doing drugs
and,
or whatever.
And you gotta you have to stop that. Like you don't know what they're going and who knows? Maybe there are cases where that's exactly what's going on, and maybe there's a negative thing going on, but you don't know that, and you have no idea what battles people are fighting. This is all on all sides of spectrums, whatever race, religion, political views. You have no idea what people are fighting, and I was sad to see. I certainly. My first thought was, he's just not lifting anymore. That was where I thought, honestly.
As an actor, you just kind of assume that just getting ready for the next role.
Yeah.
Like something he's just,
whatever
he's doing. Like,
you saw Christian Bale.
About it. Yeah.
I mean, Christian Bale.
Matthew McConaughey.
Exactly.
I mean, he did that.
That was my first thought was, he's not getting beefed up anymore. Now, I haven't seen he did a video that was a few days before he passed away.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Obviously, you can tell he's... But, a year ago, I think he was at the NBA All-Star game, and I didn't think twice about it. I just said, he's not pumped up anymore. He's not lifting.
Yeah.
Tough day, tough week for sure.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah. Michael, I know that was Black Panther is one of your favorite movies of all time. Right?
It was until Infinity War came out. It was my favorite Marvel movie because I think it was so well done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I liked so much about it. I love the music. I love the villain. I love the fact that they could have gone on a high horse and really looked down on people and made race just a negative issue. But I felt like they made it. They made it perfect.
Yeah.
And this was, this was for a lot of people. This was the first superhero that they could identify with.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are looking forward to Black Panther 2. And, it's really rough, probably rough for a lot of people. Like, it, sucks for people who are fans for the MCU, but there are a lot of other people I feel it's devastating to them.
Yeah, lost an idol.
You're right, though. The movie... I didn't feel Black Panther. I didn't feel that it wasn't preachy. It was its own movie without saying, "Hey, here's our token black superhero." No, this stands on its own.
It was just powerful.
Yeah, it was.
And that's what they showed. Like, all the characters were people you could respect.
Yep.
And they had a lot of dignity and respect for each other. And that's what it was all about.
Strong, well written. I still give it credit a lot because I think some of the best characters. The female characters, male characters, like just the best group of characters were in that movie.
Well, you have to tell, like, with that movie, they created a family. You know, it wasn't just a cast. Like, they were a very well, tight-knit group that they knew what they were doing and the impact that that movie was going to have and what they were representing at the time. And they did it extremely well.
Yeah. No, they really did. I was watching Age of Ultron not too long ago, and I thought... Obviously, they make a couple references to Wakanda, and they're like, all this what is the metal called that they have?
Vibranium.
Yeah. All this vibranium that Robert Stark's dad could have gotten. This is what he made. They showed the shield.
The shield.
They're like, we could have done
this.
That's
all he did.
We made a shield. Like, what? There's so many things we could have, which they did. But it is funny because Captain America, has the shield. But that was a reference there, and then obviously the next day we got the news. So it's a tough one for sure. So we at the Nerd Show here we talk about these actors and these characters, and they mean so much to us. It's not just what they do on the big screen or even what's illustrated on graphic novels.
Yeah.
I mean, we grow with them and we learn about them, and it's tough. You see this with actors and characters we've lost with Star Wars, for example. I mean, both in the movies and in real life, too. I mean, it is a tough thing to take because we grow up and we grow up with them, and they're such a big part of what we do. Obviously, we didn't grow up with Chadwick Boseman, 'cause fairly new, but A lot of kids did, as you said.
Yeah, so a lot of kids.
It's a tough deal. All right, when we come back, we will. We have some candy today for our review.
I did bring some candy in.
M&M's chocolate popcorn.
That's right. I'm excited.
I'm a little scared. I like M&M's and I like popcorn, but mixing them together.
Oh no, it's going to be epic.
We're also going to talk about DC Fandome. You guys touched on the Batman trailer from last week. We'll talk about that as well.
I'm excited.
This is the Nerd Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll be right back.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show of the nerd variety. We're brought to you in part by Noco Mobile Gaming.
Yeah.
Farley, I know you had an opportunity to sit down with the folks, the great folks over.
Yeah, we talked with Darius and Catherine last week, and they are great.
Isn't it cool?
Super excited about this.
Such a cool business.
It is. I mean, if you go onto their Facebook page and take a look at the rig they have, it is dope.
It is rigged.
It is rigged. And so they have 80 video games, and what was it, 5 big screens. They have PlayStations. They have a Wii. They have Xbox. I mean,
they have the one that you put on your face.
They have the virtual reality. Yes,
Switch.
With their PlayStation 4, yeah.
Xbox One makes me happy. I wonder. Yeah.
So you know, that's cool stuff. And I know we talked a little bit last week that we were going to have a Brew Talk versus Nerd Show
tournament. Battle. That's what I was going to say, is we're not going to do Madden because you guys are out on sports, right? No.
Well, I just think that we should maybe even play video games that either none of us have played.
That's true. Even the playing field.
Yeah, even the playing field. I like fighting games, so I'm all for any kind of fighting game.
There's no way Brew Talk would win in any game we play except maybe Madden.
Maybe.
But that's only because it would essentially be me versus Tanner.
Pretty much.
And it's, you know, he beats me sometimes.
Well, maybe Chad. Sometimes. Chad's
Does Chad right. play? I wonder if Chad plays know. Hockey games, knowing him.
Probably. Weren't they saying that, was it Sean that plays
a lot of
video games?
But that's what I'm told.
He's the fourth man, so.
Yeah, we don't have a fourth.
He doesn't qualify. We only have three, so it's a 3-on-3.
Yeah, 3-on-3. Sorry. Can't,
you know.
Can't have you.
What about Darius?
Well, we talked about Darius. We adopt him.
Yeah, he kind of created
family.
It. So
yeah,
I mean,
there we go.
I think we'd have a ringer.
Let's do it.
But go to their website, nocomobilegaming.com. They bring the party to you.
Yes, they do.
So, like, you know, parents, you're doing your birthday parties. Why are you crunching into the microphone?
I'm sorry.
We're not even there
yet. I'm hungry.
Yet. Why? This show just always. Anyway, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. We used to do video game parties and stuff, but we'd always just leave the house a mess, and then we'd get in trouble.
Yes. You have to clean it up.
This is what's kind of cool, is you could say, hey, have a birthday party, come inside for your stuff, but go out there, and you're in there, and you can play your video games out there, and you don't have to mess up the house, too.
Yes.
That's something, too.
Well, and everything they're doing is COVID-friendly right now, too. So they are taking the restrictions and social distancing, cleaning, mask wearing very seriously, so you can have a party with ease and not worry about everybody interacting. And they clean the controllers and everything. So,
yeah,
great company. Highly recommend.
NocoMobileGaming.com. Okay, we're getting ready for our review here. I do want to talk about the new Batman trailer with Robert Pattinson, who's getting, I don't know, mixed reviews?
I think the review, well, I mean, he was getting mixed reviews at first when he was announced that he was going to be the Batman. But after that trailer dropped during the DC Fandom, I think things changed.
It's dark. It's awesome. Anyway, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. What are we trying, Farley? You're bringing in our review of the week.
I was at the grocery store, as I do, and I saw these walking by the fall candy aisle. Like, all the Halloween stuff is coming out. And they got a special seasonal section in the grocery store. And M&M's is really good about celebrating the changing of seasons. And so they always bring out new flavors for that. And this is one of them. This is kind of the celebrate, I think, based off of the package, football. And so this is a popcorn-flavored M&M. And I got to tell you, when we opened that bag, or I guess M opened the bag like a beast once again,
And yeah, his mouth went straight for it.
The tear goes way too far down the side of the back. But anyways, like, you get that strong popcorn.
Sad.
He's like, damn it, guys, trying to open the bag.
We're going to have a training session on how to open bags.
Well, his mouth went right to it.
But that smell of popcorn is, like, intense.
It kind
of,
like turned him into the Hulk or a werewolf or something.
Yeah, no, I mean, holding him in my hand, I think my hand is going to smell like popcorn after this. So they really, the fragrance is there. And flavor-wise, at first, you don't taste popcorn. Or at least I don't taste popcorn at first. It's very much in the we're going to use a brief tech, in the back of the throat.
It's in the back of the throat.
After you aerate it, in your tongue,
and then
your
palate of leftovers.
They're going to sick chat on us after that.
Anyways, but you definitely get that popcorn afterwards. And so you get this really nice balance between chocolate and popcorn. So I really enjoy these.
Now, I didn't think this was going to be good at all.
I know, you was like, that's gross.
That sounds stupid.
Why would you eat that?
Why would you guys eat that? smell was great. And then as I kind of went along here, kind of a perfect mix. I did not think this would work, but it actually works.
I should say that these don't actually have popcorn inside of them.
Yeah, they're
popcorn
not actually
flavored.
Popcorn.
So it's the rice in the middle, the Rice Crisp Pop M&M that's popcorn flavored.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy this. What do you think, Em? Or do you stop listening because we were insulting you?
They can't hear you. Nope. Can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
I can't hear you.
Oh, right,
sorry. That a baby.
I ran out of M&Ms.
You got to push the button.
I'm looking for I had like a whole thing of M&Ms, and I don't know if there are any under the keyboard.
The troll took them.
Maybe. Maybe yeah. I just ate them all.
Look in your beard.
I'm not a huge fan of like all chocolate. If I'm going to have chocolate, I want something else. So having the popcorn, which I'm also not a fan of, having the popcorn there to combine with it does help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a big fan.
Oh!
Ouch.
So we had a nerd show meeting last week, and because the world's been wanting to know. You guys, we're all three very inconsistent on what is nerd show approved. Sometimes
hang on, I gotta get more.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
It's coming in.
Sometimes we say no, because I always thought 8.5. We all got to agree that it's at least 8.5. You were kind of going off the average. Michael was just throwing it out there if he liked it or not, that it was Nerd Show approved. If he doesn't like it, it's not Nerd Show approved. So we finally came up with you dropped them. They're all over the floor now.
Oops.
That's, you know what's going to happen? This is what happens when you open them like a monster. When you put them in your mouth and rip. That's what happens. Wow.
Oh, man.
5-second rule.
Did you find them all?
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
The troll will get them.
So it's official. We all have to agree that it's 8.5 or better. So it's 8.5. We go on a scale from 1 to 10. If it's a 1 or a 2, we're strongly advising you to stay away.
Do not eat that.
We're not that far apart on candy and chips and stuff.
Not usually.
So we're going to find out if this is... again, if you get three people, which I think we're all three pretty different people.
We are.
If we all collectively agree on the fact that it's nurture approved, that's going to mean you're going to want to buy this if you're into candy.
Okay.
Can you repeat everything...
8.5 or above. 8.5 or above. Oh, okay. We have to agree that it's 8.5 or above.
So what are you going with then?
You
got the face.
I know.
I can see you're contemplating.
I like M&M's. I love peanut butter M&M's.
Right.
Love those. Those are amazing.
They're delicious.
So that's where I lean if I'm going the M&M route.
Mm.
This was better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something that I would pick up on my own for a party.
But now that you've had it,
it's pretty, I mean, it's good. It's, I'd go 7.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, it's 7. I'm going 7 because it's still chocolatey and the popcorn taste is good, but 7.
Anyways,
okay.
That's
M&M.
Might as well keep going. What do you what do you
probably
think?
So sad. You guys are the same. Whenever I bring a snack in, I'll probably feel the same way.
Well.
Oh.
Hang on.
All those, that's a, what's it called? Floor M&Ms. There's a little bit of carpet on your beard there.
Anyway. I'm going to give it a 7 as well. Not the worst thing. You guys are laughing. I actually didn't hear what you said. I don't have my headphones fully on.
Oh, sorry.
So you're going to give it a 7?
You're going to give it a 7?
That's good.
We're laughing at something I said, not you.
Anyways, so I'm just going to bypass. I am addicted to M&Ms. That's one of the few things in my life that I really enjoy. Yeah. In the candy world, I'm a big fan of M&Ms. One of my favorites. I don't care what flavor it is. There's been very few times where M&Ms has disappointed me. One of them was the jalapeno flavor. That was gross. Mm. Stay away from that one. I adore these popcorn M&Ms. I think they're delicious. I think they're nostalgic flavored with a butteriness and the chocolate.
Did they taste as good as the peanut butter?
I like them just as much as the peanut butter. You know what I would do? I would mix several different M&Ms together and be an M&M mixologist and like pair them together. I think you could put the peanut butter ones with this and have a peanut butter chocolate popcorn M&M, and you could add the caramel one inside of there and be delicious. So I'm going to give these a 9.
Really? Farley's going 9 on this, man,
yeah,
Michael.
I'm going 9.
You're at 7, so we both gave it 7.
Yeah. Well, so. Speaking of pairing, you cannot pair these with Mountain Dew. These do not go with
Milk would be good with these, right?
You know what's really good with it? Coffee.
Is it really?
Or chocolate flavored beer? I think they have those out there.
Well, it's not chocolate flavored, but I mean, yeah, you can have chocolate beers.
Yeah. Yes,
they have chocolate in them. It's not like a flavoring.
Yeah. Oh well, it's actual chocolate. Don't drink that much beer. I'm more of a Mountain Dew guy.
We don't like artificial flavors.
So, Farley, unfortunately, tonight's candy, the M&M chocolate popcorn, not going to be Nerd Show.
Well, if you trust me, go
approved.
Try it.
Thank you for making that. All right, we'll be right back. Batman trailer. Let's talk about it. I'm very intrigued.
I'm pumped.
We'll be right back. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Why is he writing to you?
If you are justice, please do not lie. What is the price for your blind eye?
The hell are you supposed to be?
Vengeance.
Was that on the air? Did you just say
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Avenger.
Oh,
that's going to be my response to everything now.
Well, let's begin here. Robert Pattinson, controversial for sure as far as the casting of Batman.
Yes.
Because everybody goes, I don't want to see the Twilight vampire in my movies, man. I don't want to see that. Well, Christian Bale was in Newsies.
Okay.
So, like.
That's not quite the same thing. Not the same thing.
But it's like,
I mean, but I was.
Look at me, King of New York. And now suddenly he's Batman. So they can be. They're called actors.
Oh,
they can be. They could be one character one day and then another the other day.
I mean, I was part of that. I called him the Batman that sparkles.
I did too, and actually. I think I made.
I was not excited. I was like, oh, come on. Like, out of everybody out in the world, like, this guy, this is our Batman.
I think with Heath Ledger, because I was not crazy about the casting of him as Joker. After that, I basically said, Hollywood. They could pretty much turn anybody into anything.
They could do it. I mean, it's all about the skills.
It's the skills. It's the script. It's the directing.
Actor.
Yeah.
And you know what? After he got cast as Batman, I went back and I watched some of his other movies outside of Twilight. And yes, I have seen Twilight. I am married.
Yeah.
And
the first one wasn't that
he's
bad.
He's a good actor. Like, he's actually a very talented actor.
He was in Harry Potter, too.
Yes, he was. I don't. Yeah, and you're. Harry
he was
Potter,
in Harry Potter 2?
Four.
Not two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, anyways,
Goblet of Fire.
Like watching him in some of his other roles, like you can tell he has the talent. It was whether or not he could be Batman,
right?
And
which still is yet to be seen.
It is, but this trailer really gave me a lot of confidence that this is a good possibility. That this is going to be epic, because the way that they're doing the Batman. Is I think fits him and his personality and who he is as an actor. Yes, it's very dark.
Very dark. I mean,
that trailer gives you chills. That tape,
the I mean, I
sound.
The Nirvana song there. I'm not a huge Nirvana guy. I kind of was at one point. I think everybody was at one point.
It gives you chills.
That song is perfect for this trailer, and it makes me want to go listen to Nirvana.
We know Batman is becoming Batman. You know, he's learning how to be Batman. He's a young Batman. He's a detective. And he's, you know, like in the fight scene, we talked about how much we liked that fight scene. In that little brief segment there, you can tell he's like passionate about what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I mean, he beats the snot out of that guy. And you can tell he's almost about to take it too far.
Yes.
Like he's got to stop himself.
The fight scene to me, and I bragged about this before. Have you seen Daredevil?
Yes.
So
not the movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
The TV series.
The TV series. It's I don't know which episode it is. It's fairly early in the series though.
Yeah.
There is a fight scene where he busts in and there's 20 dudes in there.
That was towards the beginning.
It was. And he goes down this hallway.
Yeah. Was he vengeance?
And it's a fight scene there. And he's just fighting every single. And it's one shot.
Right.
One camera shot. They're following
him. It's like
going
through an apartment building or something, right?
To me, it's one of the best fight scenes I've ever seen.
Well, that's what got you addicted and hopeful for Daredevil.
Exactly.
Unfortunately,
they didn't follow up too much with that.
Yeah.
But
I get what you're saying.
The fight scene
was tight.
Yeah. So with this one, with Robert Pattinson, that scene at the end. He punches.
Yeah.
And he just punches and it gets a little harder. And it's like, that's one shot.
Yeah.
I love that because I hate when they do a couple and then they cut away.
Flash,
oh, I got to get an expression of a guy looking at him. But no, you just kept going.
He's really beating the crap out of that guy.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh. But it's so intense. You feel it. It reminds me of the video games.
Yes.
The video games, you have to just beat the hell out of people to knock them out. And that's why we love it. So.
I'm vengeance.
And I thought that was great.
I think it was cool that he said vengeance instead of
Batman.
Yeah.
Because everybody says I'm Batman.
We know he's going to say Batman, but we all expected it.
Yeah, exactly. You expected it. And then he didn't say it. He said, I'm vengeance. And that's also what we associate Batman with. So it made perfect sense. And I loved
it. It's going to be so dark.
And honestly, his voice was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
How pissed are we all going to be if, like, that's the highlight of the movie?
It could very well be. We'll see. But I am very. The cast is amazing.
Is
it Paul
good.
Dano? Is it Dano or Dono?
Dono.
He was in There Will Be Blood, Little Miss Sunshine. Phenomenal actor, and he's going to be the Riddler.
All of these actors.
Selena Kyle, Zoe Kravitz, Colin Farrell. You would have had to look it up.
Yeah,
I mean, I found it earlier before the preview trailer
Well, we
came
knew
out.
That he was going to be Penguin. And honestly, like, when I was watching that, I didn't realize until later that we saw Penguin. And then
no
was, like, breaking it down and stuff. I'm like, oh.
That's Penguin?
I did not realize that. Like, that was him. Because he looked so different.
I figured they'd make you'd still be able to see. And this is what I really respect about Colin Farrell. You know, as an actor, you put your ego aside. Mm-hmm. Actors that can do this, because it's not him. That does not look like him at all.
It did not look like him.
Actors that basically say, you know what? I don't need for the skimmers of a movie to just know who I am. If you want to know, you got to dig deep, all that stuff. But
yeah.
There's going to be so many people that watch this movie that are not like diehard.
That are
going to be like, had no clue that was Colin Farrell. You tell them that, right. They'll say, no way. But I really respect him for doing that. Because Colin Farrell's, for how long has he been known for his looks, right? And he's actually a really gifted actor.
Yeah, no, he's talented. I think the entire cast is amazing.
Andy Serkis is Pennyworth. I mean, my goodness.
Yes, no, that was a great choice.
Jeffrey Wright, I love Jeffrey Wright. He's a kind of one of those. He's never a star in a movie, but he's always in these like just well written movies.
Yes.
So he's going to be James Gordon.
Well, I like that we're having the Riddler that's what we're assuming right now is that the Riddler is your main bad guy.
Yeah.
You know? And we get the clues and he gets the card and stuff in the trailer. So we're assuming that that's going to be it. But if they go with the long Halloween theme, the Riddler isn't necessarily the bad guy. He's just more of a side note and kind of almost helps figure out the clues along the way.
What have you heard? Is that what you've heard?
That's the route we're going? That it's kind of based off of the Long Halloween.
That's my favorite
comic
book.
There's a few different comic books that it's going to be based off of, but that creepiness. I mean, there was some pictures released a little bit ago when they were doing production where you could see pumpkins and stuff on steps and whatnot. And, you know, obviously with that murder that you see on the trailer, that kind of follows along that theme of the Long Halloween. So I'm very interested to see where this goes. I mean, I love that the Riddler is part of it, and I because you get the clues. I know that the clue that they had in the trailer, people figured out in a day. You know, like the next day, like, oh, we figured out the puzzle. We're smarter than this trailer. It was like that's just one element, and Batman is supposed to be the one smart enough to figure this out, not everybody else,
right?
So or maybe they just lie clue. About all these things. I mean, Marvel is great about just throwing stuff in there that's not going to be
And maybe we wanted the people to figure it out. Like, obviously, you got a clear shot of the card and the puzzle. So, I mean, if I was putting this together, I would want people to try and figure it out. I would be like, yes, they paid attention. They obviously took the time. And now we're creating extra buzz because everybody's trying to figure out this puzzle. But that's just one puzzle that's going to be in the movie. And I bet that the rest of them are going to be a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
No, I hope
because
this movie
it's
really
got to get
good.
Harder and harder and harder and harder as you test Batman's ability to be a detective.
Got a text here. If you want to text the show, 319-963-1996. Text KFK to that number. Can't wait for Batman to find all 393 Riddler trophies to finish. So the video game, to complete it 100%, like you can do the main story, but to complete it 100%, you have to find all the Riddler
trophies.
All
of the trophies.
And it's just not worth it. I've
to
done
get
it.
That 100%.
I've done it, and I can't stop the game because it's in my brain. Right. And I love it in the video game. The Riddler actually calls it out. They're like, look at you. You're done with this.
Right.
And yet you cannot stop.
Oh, he's taunting you the entire time.
You have to
time.
Find every one of them. I'm like, yeah.
You're right. I do.
I find every trophy. And at the end, you find it. You get to fight him at the end, and that's it. Great. My reward is I get to do another epic battle that's going to piss me off. And then that's it. There's no like unlocking of a suit because there's nobody else to fight.
Right.
That was good. Yeah, I think. Based on the trailer,
yes,
I'm all in.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
totally. I am super excited that we are going to go down this creepy rabbit hole.
Oh man, the creepier the better, right?
Oh yes.
Let's give me the creepy Batman. Let me ask you this though: Are you a little concerned that he's not?
No,
bulked up.
I'm really not because I honestly like my Batman's a little bit more slim because if you're actually looking at Batman's abilities and what he does, you can't be this
can't be a UFC
dude.
Big neck kind
yes,
of guy.
You need to be fit. Yes, you need to be athletic, but not a beast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not a powerlifting.
Right. I know the UFC people are going to come after me. I'm just saying, yeah. like the Brock Lesnars. You can't be like the Brock Lesnars and
right.
be Batman.
Yeah, just very athletic. And since this is him becoming the Batman, and this is his journey, I think.
Yeah, because the Long Halloween's like his, second adventure, basically.
Right. Yeah, so we're just at the beginning point. I think so people need to remember. We're at the beginning point where he is becoming Batman. He's young.
Yep.
And so he hasn't gotten to that point yet. So we're probably going to see him fumble a little bit along the way, which is okay. Man. I like that. You know, like Gotham by Gaslight, when he's like learning how to be Batman, he fumbles. And actually, it's Catwoman, it's not really necessarily Catwoman in the comic, but she helps him more than anybody else. So maybe they'll pull some elements from that.
And she kind of helps him in Batman Year One, too.
Like, she helps him.
Yeah, I mean, a lot.
A lot.
So what I'm already like looking at this trailer, I love the Christopher Nolan, those three.
Right.
But based on the trailer, it's got a better origin. Maybe not 100% origin, but I love the darkness. The dark undertones
here.
I'm
so excited. So excited.
Yeah. Let's get, what do you guys think about it? You want to text the show? Text KFKA to 31996, 31996. Love to get your thoughts. When we come back, well, let's talk about, DC coming out with the last, the DC Fandome.
Yeah,
they have another special coming up very soon.
We do.
Let's talk about that and what we learned from the last edition. We'll be right back. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
I'm vengeance.
How many times do you think he'll play that?
I'm vengeance.
A lot.
I'm vengeance.
A lot.
All right, so DC Fandome, did you get a chance to watch some of this, partake?
So I watched as much as I could in that 24-hour span. It was way cool. I wasn't really sure what to expect.
Just a bunch of different releases and updates and discussions.
They kept it going, and like my phone was blowing up with all these updates of things that are being released. And throughout the day, I was just nerding out on everything. You know, like there was a few things that I saw that really got me pumped. So obviously one of them, like we talked about, was the Batman. The other one was the new Suicide Squad featurette that they released. It had some kind of behind the scenes look and a breakdown of all of the characters. And like, there are so many characters they're introducing into this movie, but it looks really good. Like I was really excited to see how they were doing things, and the actors and everybody that's part of the movie is really pumped to be part of this project. So that made me feel better that they were just as excited to be in this as anybody else would be.
It's going
to
make you feel good. I think this, and the way they constructed this, but also the releases that they talked about that we'll go through briefly, this has got to make you excited for DC as a whole, for what's coming.
It made me very excited. I mean, DC has done some things in the recent past that made me not happy. You know, like they've done some things with their comic books and kind of screwing over comic book stores a little bit. So that, I was like, come on, DC, like, let's get our stuff together. And like, obviously with the movies, everybody's always dogging on DC movies, but like, how, like,
and it hurts your heart.
It hurts my heart.
It does.
And,
but they deserve it.
Oh, dude, don't even start with me. with what we saw, though, it's like, how can you not watch this
and be pumped?
And not be pumped. Yeah, like, this is exciting stuff. I mean, like, John Cena in Suicide Squad, come on.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. Like, it's going to be so much fun. Like, that movie, and they're introducing some, like, wonky characters, like Polka Dot Man. They have
King
Shark.
King Shark.
Which I'm excited. King Shark looked like a giant shark, not like this weird crocodile man from the first one.
You either got to go big or go home. You can't go mix.
Did.
You can't mix it.
No, this movie is going huge.
Yeah, you can't go like, he's kind of half crocodile.
Right.
He's just a dude with crocodile scales.
He has a weird skin disease.
And you either got to be, I'm a massive croc.
Yes.
Or you have to, you don't do it.
His name is Killer Croc.
Yes, like, he's got to be Killer Croc or you don't screw with it.
Yeah, no, so King Shark looks really good.
You can't just go, oh, he just has a pointy nose and sharp teeth. You can't do that.
And again, talk about the actors. I mean, the list of people that are in this movie is phenomenal. There's so much talent in this movie. I'm
so
stoked.
Briefly, just some of the releases or some of the discussions. Wonder Woman, 1984.
Oh, my God. So excited. Got our first look at Chitara.
Yeah.
Pumped. So pumped. I mean, I was already excited for that movie to begin with, but the release of the additional trailer and seeing more footage of the movie, so excited.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, and I know it's a tough point for you, but some of the DC movies have been tough for a lot of people to watch.
Wonder Woman has not been one of them. Wonder Woman is definitely one of the more successful movies.
She's been leading the way.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what they do here. Video games, why? I mean, Gotham Knights.
Oh, my God. Gotham Knights looks
I actually have it up right now.
Amazing.
So I'm watching it.
That trailer that they released, I mean, the graphics, the storyline, the characters, like... I'm excited to play Red Hood because he's one of my favorite of the characters from the Batman series. But just like everything about that game looks so much fun. Like I want to play it right now.
And then DC Black Label with the Sandman universe. Enter the Dreaming. The cover sometimes covers you got to be careful because you never know.
Yep.
But this cover does
it's Sandman, so you know
everything.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, and they talked a little bit about the show that they're working on for Netflix, and so that is still in the works. But production has been halted due to Corona, obviously, everybody else. So excited for the possibility of the Sandman coming and having a show, because that's going to be sweet.
And bring it to the big screen, introducing Flash, slated for summer 2022, I think?
Yes. So that was another big teaser that they were basically confirming that is still a go, and that it's going to introduce a new cinematic multiverse for the DC label, which is exciting because we all know that once you get into the multiverse, there were some amazing storylines that are a part of that. So see, like when you get into the Flashpoint, we can get in some really cool alternate storylines with a lot of these characters that we love so much, you know, like seeing them turn into villains and things like that. So that I want to see what that means. Like, I'm excited to see what comes out of that multiverse idea.
Yeah, well, and as you said, Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad video game.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's going to be... where is it? Legacy of the Bat, too,
yes.
I think that's going to be...
And it's just Black Adam.
Yeah.
That is... They had a little trailer for that, which is cool.
It's going to be fun,
so
man.
So much stuff. So much coming out.
Check out dccomics.com if you want to find this the updates there from DC Fandom.
They have another on the 22nd, I believe they're going to do another release with more information. So much excitement.
It's exciting. Alright, that's going to do it for us.
Alright, stay nerdy.
I'm vengeance.
That's our new. I'm just going to drive around now. I'm vengeance. Every meeting I have right before I go in, I'm vengeance. Excuse me, what did you say your name was?
Could you introduce yourself on this Zoom meeting?
I'm vengeance.
Okay, we're going to move on.